Bill Manchester, head football coach at Malden, joins us here on MSO News Sports. And Bill, you're in Beverly today, the 0-2 Panthers at home. I don't think I'd want to bring my team there at this time. It doesn't seem like a great time to arrive in Beverly, to be honest with you.
No, I actually was at their first game against Lynn English, and they were down 20-0. And I knew they were a good football team, and I was getting ready to leave. And then, of course, they started playing great, and I had to stay till the end of the game. So I know they're a tough team. I know their record doesn't show how good they are. And anytime you go to Hurd Stadium, it's going to be a tough game. And we're a young team at Malden. We're trying to still learn how to play at the varsity level this year. And our kids' efforts are great, but they have to continue to get better and better to be able to battle with these guys.
Well, I've talked to a couple of coaches already this fall, Bill, and they're both saying, a couple of them said, we're very young, and they have the stats to bear it out. So now, how young are you guys as far as, starters and underclassmen and so on?
So just coming back from last year's team, we were 5-6 last year. So we have three returning starters on defense and zero starters on offense. So it's been growing pains this fall so far, but the thing I'm most proud of, the attitude and effort has been great, and we've had some of our best practices this week, so that's a good sign. But as you know, varsity football is much different, where you have to know what you're doing in multitude of different situations, and that's just where the guys sometimes are a step away, two steps away, and hopefully they can catch up to the speed of what we're seeing.
Well, and obviously consistency and experience, and that's a factor of experience and so on. That all plays out, and with a young team, that takes a while to develop. Well, if you were to tell me about your offense, Bill, although there are no returners to offense for Malden from your club last year, who are some of the key players you're counting on?
Yeah, so we have some, again, new faces, guys that played a little bit last year, but probably our first, Edward Bazile. He's a senior captain for us. He's tiny, 5'7", 160 pounds, but he'll almost always be one of the top athletes on the field, and he's one of our big playmakers, and he's exciting to watch. Our quarterback this year is Jose Monteiro, another senior. Again, getting the grasp of the offense. He didn't get much reps at all last year. Quarterback, he played some wide receiver, running back, and tight end for us, so that's new. One of our running backs, Cameron Williams, big bruiser, can run, has some great speed. He also plays middle linebacker for us, but we're looking for him to make some big hits for us this weekend. Our other running back is a junior, Reggie Charles. Saw some time as a kick returner last year. Same thing, explosive. Still getting used to the speed of the game, as fast as he is, but we're waiting for him to have a big breakout week this weekend. And then a sophomore, Terry Saeed. Came to us from St. Clement's. They closed their school, and he's a Malden resident. And same thing, new offense, new league, new everything. So he's kind of been getting his feet wet, but again, a strong runner and looking to hopefully put the whole package together this week. And I actually left off our tight end, Rashad Moore. He's a junior captain for us, and he had his first touchdown at the varsity level last week. Great hands, great size, and just been a real consistent blocker for us as well. So looking just to get these guys on track and everyone on the same page.
How about a very similar question asking you about your defense and your key players there?
Yeah, as I said, Cameron Williams, our middle linebacker, has been unbelievable for us. We put a lot of pressure on him because we're not as big up front, and he continues to shine there. Rashad Moore has been playing great for us as a defensive end. Really strong. We ask a lot of him, and he's been able to handle that. And then Edward Bazile, same from the offense. Him and Reggie have been our corners and been doing a great job for us. And I hate to play our quarterback on defense, but Jose is so talented that I have to play him on defense. And when he's on the field, he always seems to be around making plays. So we just don't have a lot of depth if he ever got hurt, and I'm sure I'm like every high school coach in Massachusetts that says that, where you just got to kind of say, oops, he's got to go on defense. So, and again, our defensive line, offensive line, undersized, and we just don't have a lot of them. They're working their butts off, and every week they're getting better and better. So puts a lot of pressure on other positions, but I think we're slowly getting there.
Bill, I imagine you saw film or a video of the Gloucester-Beverly game in which Beverly got tagged with their second loss. The Gloucester defense just seemed to be very effective in things that they were doing to Beverly. So kind of a different type of game than their first game as they struggled offensively in the second game.
Yeah, the obviously Gloucester had some speed and some size that was able to slow down Beverly. Again, obviously, Beverly wants to punch right in the nose, and with that stack high and their multiple eye formations and run right at you. And, you watch what Gloucester does and say, hey, we need to do that. Now it's a tough task if you don't have the size or the speed to match up, but hopefully we can match up with Beverly's line. I feel that Beverly, their line, does a really nice job. Once they got on track against Lynn English, and they even had a lead, I think, 15-13 at one point. So they did some good things against Gloucester early, but then Gloucester was able to limit them towards the end of the game. So
yeah.
definitely a hard offense because their backs run really, really hard, and they have some receivers that if they can get them the ball, they're going to make plays. Everyone's got to be on their toes at all times.
Yeah. And their quarterback, Nick Berry, had a very good game against Lynn English as when you unravel all the stats, the summary of the stats in that game. Well, we're talking with Bill Manchester, football coach at Malden High School. Bill, anything else you want to share with us about Malden football this year?
No, just look at it again. It's been great to be in the NEC again. We know, I as a coach know that the talent is great. The coaching's unbelievable. So we got to be ready week to week. We're excited to be at Hurd Stadium. It's the only time a lot of these kids will play a varsity game on a grass field. We practice on turf. We play and scrimmage almost all the time on turf. So it's kind of a new experience for some of our guys. But again, it's a great atmosphere on a Saturday afternoon, and we're looking forward to hopefully playing our best football and putting it all together this week.
All right, great. Bill Manchester, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Malden High head football coach Bill Manchester with us here on MSO News Sports.